Sophie, one thing I found fascinating in your book was this parade of country names. It's hard for me to keep track of it because one country's name can change with every generation, it seems like. Tell us a little bit about that story and how it relates to Africa's colonial experience.
African countries have been renamed according to who was in power and multiple times. The Democratic Republic of Congo is different from the Republic of Congo. It's a different country entirely. The Zaire under Mobutu was the name prior to the current naming of the Democratic. Then you have the Congo Free State. So it's a real scramble of names over a period of time, which is, again, a result of colonialism as people re-identify as part of a potential new future.